I guess if I turn all the things on. So just one more time for, because I didn't have one half of the show on. It's Robert and Melanie Markle with the Rockin' and Reelin' Tournament. This is Fish and Frank, and we are live and dead all at the same time. I'm dying right here. Okay, I'll get it together. Here we go. All right, quiet, Frank. I hate it when I play guitar too long. You know, I get over there, I start, you know, just jamming out, and I just forget where I'm at.
It's got a sweet melody.
Yeah, thank you.
Lose yourself.
Yeah, so, anyway, here we are. We're talking about the Rockin' and Reelin' Tournament. And this is a tournament put on by...
The Charlotte DeSoto Building Industry Association.
Charlotte DeSoto Building Industry Association.
Yes,
I remember when it was a lot simpler letters.
CCA?
This tournament, we're talking decades ago, was a local favorite because it was a massive drunk. It was.
We hear stories.
It was a two-day event, and I would say more than half of the anglers didn't make it out the second day. I was, one of my first experiences judging a tournament was at one of these, and it was interesting. I could tell you. Yeah, well, you know how old I am. I mean, let's face it, between the cane and the long beard, and you know, I did help God name dirt, you know.
There you go.
I mean, he wanted to call it Willophilus, and I was like, no, dirt, it sounds better.
Yeah, you know? Too complicated the other way.
Too complicated. So, you know, I've been around a while. So so what's going on this year with the tournament?
Well, this year we're moving the tournament back up to the harbor, so that's a big plus. We were doing it out in Placida, but being at the harbor, I think it's bringing it back home. I think when it really first started, wasn't it the Holiday Inn?
This tournament's gone around a lot. It's been held the majority of the time right up here by the bridge, but then for several years before Burnt Store Marina became Burnt Store Marina,
right.
When it was just kind of, I mean, literally, it used to be an open-air fire pit down there that you could all hang around and party at the fire pits and right. stuff.
We've heard those stories, tents and bonfires.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, it was an amazing time to be down here in South Florida. It was very laid back. And
things you can't mention on radio or anywhere else.
Yeah, we don't want everybody to remember exact details. Thank God there was no cell phones back then. No picture phones.
Yeah, no smartphones back then. Otherwise, nobody'd have a job these days.
Yeah, that's true. So, anyway, so it's coming up. Where are you going to hold it this year?
It's going to be at the Four Points, right there at the Tiki, down in Punta Gorda. So I think that'll be a lot of fun because, again, we've got the hotel so the anglers can stay the night. We'll have bands the next day. There'll be food, so there'll be a little more fun and a little more relaxing afterwards after the fishing.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was, too, out of Placida. It was a lot of fun out there. I was lucky enough where I've been able to attend a couple of these, and it is a fun event, and you guys always have some great entertainment, bands, live music, and all kinds of other stuff going on. Now the Four Points, you know, it's so hard. My brain is just on, I'm not exactly sure what my brain is on today, but you know, I keep picturing two fried eggs in this, you know, two eggs in the frying pan, you know.
Too much radio for one day.
This is your brain. Yes, I did 2 hours this morning. So, down here at the Four Points, which is right across the river on the Punta Gorda side, it's the big hotel right there at the base of the bridge. And they do have a nice tiki bar outside, and so you guys are utilizing the big dock out there.
We're utilizing big dock, and we're also using that field so that we can have some vendors down there as well, so people have things to do while they're waiting for the fish to be weighed in.
Okay, what's going on over there? Like a mini whatever, what is it?
We'll have, we have a couple
of... Or a maxi.
probably more of a mini this year, but we have other, like, I think Real Fish Outfitters is coming to bring some of their stuff out there. We have, as a matter of fact, Palm Auto is bringing out some of their trucks, and you actually can, if you come down, you'll have a chance to win a Dodge Ram.
If really?
You can enter in to win a Dodge Ram.
Well, that's really cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Go down to the fishing tournament and try and win a pickup truck.
Sounds good to me. Maybe you can go buy a boat and pull it with it.
Yeah, you know. That's actually very cool. So anyway, Palm is going to be there. You've got other vendors. There's going to be food and everything else going on. And so to get into the nuts and bolts of the tournament, what kind of fish are the guys going to fish for this year?
Last year, we went offshore, and it was a great time. Don't want to brag too much, but we won first place. It's not considered
as bragging. It's not bragging when it's true.
That is correct. You know? That is correct. It's more of a scavenger hunt than a fishing tournament, I like to call it. Such a wide variety of species, and you have to fill your shopping cart and get as many as you can. And that's the whole goal, because each fish is worth a certain amount of points.
Okay, let's break it down by the fish.
All right, let's start with amberjack. Amberjack, we weren't allowed to fish
Melanie,
with
cover his notes, cover his notes.
last year, we couldn't fish with amberjack because they closed the season right before the tournament.
Right.
So that wasn't on the list, but it's back on the list this year.
So we got amberjack.
Amberjack. Then we're going to have a grouper, and we always say to be determined.
A grouping. I'm rubbing off on it.
I keep thinking of eggs.
I'm on
now
my own here. I'm on my own.
The grouper, last year we did red grouper. This year is, I don't even know if gag's open.
I think gag's open.
So we might determine gag to be the...
So it will be a species of grouper. So you've got amberjack and grouper.
Correct. Kingfish, mangrove snapper, Spanish mackerel. And we also did...
We have flounder.
No, I was going with the offshore still.
Well, we have a mystery fish.
The mystery fish. That's always a fun one.
Yeah, we don't. We just put a bunch of random fish together, and we don't pull that until the night of the captain's meeting. And that's extra points if you can get that mystery
fish.
You
put them all in a little pool, and then just dive in, pull them out teeth first?
Oh, that's a good idea, because Barbara just went right for the pocket last year, but we could get her to do that.
I can see Barbara diving into the pool, searching for that fish for their teeth.
That's a great idea. Maybe we'll do the rubber duckies and put the fish on the bottom of it, and she'll have to pick one out with her teeth. That's a great idea.
Bobbing for duckies.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. But
so, all right. Just to make it easier for me, let's say amberjack, grouper, mangrove snapper, Spanish mackerel.
I believe we had lane snapper last year, and the mystery fish was a Key West grunt.
Oh, okay. So what happens inside? You do this inside and outside, right?
Yep. The inshore would be your flounder, trout, Spanish mackerel, and mangrove snapper, and then a mystery fish.
And black drum.
Black drum.
Black drum.
Yeah, now black drum is a highly contested one, because everybody's got that secret black drum spot.
That one spot.
That one spot, and they bank the whole tournament on that whole, you know, black drum issue. I'm going to get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now you're allowed to use bait or lures, whatever you want to fish for. When does the tournament start? What's the date?
It starts September 4th, and the captain's meeting's at 4:30, and then I let everybody go after that, so they can go fish. So they can fish all night long as they're back on Saturday the 5th, by 1 o'clock for the inshore, or 3 o'clock for the inshore, and 5 o'clock for the offshore.
This is basically, you're starting out on Friday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you come to the captain's meeting, you get your instructions, and everybody leaves, but then you got all night to fish and most of the next day.
Right.
So bring your buckets. You're not getting off the boat.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Bring that extra 5-gallon bucket, because this is an all-night tournament.
Exactly. And our anglers don't have to leave from the 4 points. They can leave from wherever they want. They just have to check in at the 4 points. And then afterwards, on the way in, is when they need to bring their boats.
Yeah, we implemented what you like to do with your fishing tournament. Everybody checks in here and then goes and fish.
So, basically, but now, I got my boat docked behind my house. So, I come down, attend the captain's meeting. Okay, you guys all go fishing. You know, you find out the rules and regulations. We're going to go over in a minute. Then you can go to the house and leave in the boat. But at the end of the tournament, the boat has to show up at the dock.
Correct.
You cannot come back by car. You can't park your boat at the house. You have to bring the boat you were fishing on back to the dock.
Yes. Correct.
Okay. That way we can make sure you're not, you know, I mean, I guess that's the best way to bring the fish to you. I mean, I can't imagine you pulling up in a car with your bucket full of fish.
That's okay.
You know, I can't even imagine doing that.
If you're not knocking something over, you're not at fishing for us. Was that one of my cups or your cup?
That's my cup.
Okay, thank God. I thought I was going to owe you a phone right there, but it was your cup. Okay. So, anyway, this is Robert and Melanie Markle, and with the Charlotte DeSoto
Building Industry Association.
Okay. And, you know, But you are Robert Markle, Builder of the Year.
2013 Builder of the Year, President of the CDBIA this year.
Okay. So we do have the official rock star with us.
Guy doesn't get any higher than me right now at
this
point.
You know
I
can take him home, right?
I'm not going to
your house.
Yeah, I don't have to live with him. I can feed that all I want. It's like, you know, like with the grandkids. You bring them over, you know, you spoil them and then you send them home.
Where's the sugar?
Yes. And all you're going to do is give you a lollipop and the Hershey bar and send it on your way. So
I'm fishing inshore this year. Last year was offshore. This year I'm going to do inshore. I haven't really been fishing inshore that much. But I don't think it really matters because of the species that we have. You don't have to be that person that goes out every weekend to win this tournament. I mean, mangrove snapper, I think it's 10 per boat at 10 points each. Right there's 100 points. So if you know a little snapper hole that you can fish at, there you got 100 points easily. And then you just got to get, I think it's two more black drum. What do we have else in there? The Spanish mackerel, I think, was 10 per boat as well. Is that the bag limit?
Oh, yeah. I wish I could tell you. You know, years ago, Fish and Frank was pretty much, you know. Nowadays, I'm more of just the figurehead.
Yeah,
we have
a minimum of two anglers per boat, so that way we can meet the certain bag limit, so we're never crossing the line on that.
Well, to me, there was a tournament, and one of the guys ended up not living through it, and over in Texas, and it was the dumbest thing I ever heard. A single angler in the boat.
That's not smart at all.
It's not smart at all. No. You always want two people in the boat. What happens if you did something as simple as a fish hook, you know, in your finger or something, or in your untimely buttocks? How do you get it out? You know what I mean? It's nice if you got a buddy who can, at least he can look at you and go, I ain't doing it. You know, you're steering, I'm sorry, you're going to the doctor. I'm not touching it.
I'm not going there.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
So you throw a cast net and you go over with it.
Right.
Who's fishing you out?
But these are the things, that's why we, you know, it's just smart to fish in pairs.
It is.
Now, what's the most people that can be on the boat?
It's $50 for each additional angler.
So we haven't really set.
So how much is it to join the tournament? If two people want to get in, what's the tournament fees?
Inshore is $350, offshore is $550. And then, of course, offshore you have that's for four anglers, inshore is for two anglers. And then it's $50 every angler above
The
standard number.
Now, the numbers of fish are still set, though.
Correct.
These are how many fish you can get, how many points you can get off. If you have four anglers, you're not getting more points than if you have two anglers.
Correct.
So, now, and so you're competing offshore anglers and inshore anglers. Is there an overall or two separates?
It's just two separate tournaments, separate divisions, I should say.
Gotcha. Now, they can sign up now, and you can go to the... The website is SWFL, like Southwest Florida, and then Rockin', R-O-C-K-I-N, Rockin'. Yes, I'm rockin' and reeling myself this morning. But it's the word and, A-N-D, reeling, and it comes up, Southwest Florida, SWFL, rockin' and reeling.com. And it'll say third annual on the page, and you can find out a lot of details there.
Right.
But so tell me one more time. Let's go back on the inshore for just a second. How did you decide on these fish?
Well, you had
a little help from our friend.
Yeah. Had some friends help. We just wanted to keep it different than the standard redfish tournaments that we have. Something fun, something that it doesn't have to be a professional angler. You know, our locals can join in. A fun tournament for the summer. It is Labor Day weekend.
Okay. You know, with black drum, trout, mangrove snapper, flounder, and a mystery fish. You know, if you've got some shrimp and a boat.
Dead shrimp.
You know, live shrimp, dead shrimp. Most of these fish will hit either way. Now, you don't have to be that hardcore tournament angler, and it's a lot about a good time, and all the proceeds off this, they help benefit the Future Builders of America, the Pirates, Big Brothers and Sisters, and of course the Charlotte DeSoto Builders. And it's so whatever entry money you're doing is as much of a donation as it is an entry fee.
Correct.
So you can actually feel good about this, you know, if you were going to do charity work, this is actually a good cause anyway.
Absolutely.
So anyway, let me see now. Offshore species, amberjack, kingfish, grouper, TBD. To be determined.
Correct.
Oh my goodness. That was you, Melanie.
It wasn't me. I promise.
Who was that? TBD. I'm thinking, what is TBD? Okay.
I've never heard of that grouper before.
Yeah, new species.
Yeah, new species. We found one. Some guy brought in a picture of a fish he's catching up in Harbor Heights, and I swear it was a perch. I swear. I looked at the picture, first thing came in my mind was perch. And we still don't know exactly what species is. We have so many different species that get brought into this area. You know, aquariums and, you know, fish farms from years ago have brought in tons of new species. But I've never seen it before. So I'm real curious to find out what that fish is going to be. So when you're talking mystery fish and what is this, we actually have one here in the harbor I didn't identify.
There you go. The unidentifiable fish.
So how do you pull that one out of the hat?
Points.
Yes.
Unidentifiable, that's the mystery. Maybe they get extra points if they can identify it.
There you go.
You got to prove it.
Yeah, but that's the first time in 31 years that none of us knew what a fish was.
Wow.
You know,
I think I saw you post a picture of that fish.
I don't know. Josh might have. I haven't actually got the picture to me to post on my stuff yet. But offshore registrations, $550. Amberjack, kingfish, grouper, mangrove snapper, Spanish mackerel, and a mystery fish. So each of the two categories have mystery fish. Going to be a lot of fun. I know a lot of the guys on one boat. I think they came in second, but they have such an amazing time doing this. They have been talking about doing this tournament since, I think, literally since the last one.
Since the first one.
Yeah, and they started talking about it again, and the strategies and the planning and who's going to plan what and who's doing where and who's bringing it. And, I mean, immediately that tournament was... It was over, I think, an hour, and they were planning next year's strategies.
Nice. Yeah, they're the main sponsor as well, Apex Roofmasters and Bob Boyette Miller.
I think he's talking about Kale and all them guys.
And they're not the only ones. I mean, I've heard this from several different groups, and everybody... I mean, literally, it wasn't, I think, the day after the tournament. I'm hearing the guys in here, and they're all talking about, well, next year we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And, you know, they're, I mean, strategizing the whole tournament. And they just got done fishing the thing. You know, usually there's a cool-off period.
Right.
No, they're just, I'm on back in.
You mean Kale and Dave, the second place for this year.
That's what he's... All of our anglers are already calling each other who's going to be first and who's going to be second.
I actually took the form, the sign-up form, into the CDBIA for Luigi's and Kale, and I put on top second place. So they've already got second place.
Yeah.
But it's a fun tournament. That's what we want. Something fun, you know, not so serious. Something everybody can enjoy, you know. Bring it back into the community again.
Well, you did. You guys did a great job with the tournament and are doing a great job with the tournament. What else can we talk about tournament-wise? I know you guys, I ambushed you. You came in to look at sunglasses and, you know, you're out running around and I kind of ambushed you into doing some radio fishing with me. But what else can we, anything I should wrap up with the tournament?
Well, anybody that doesn't pre-register can register the day of. They just have to come down to the Four Points at 4:00. And we'll have open registration up until the captain's meeting.
Okay. Now, I guess the thing I should really point out, it's Friday, September 4th, and it goes to the 5th, and they're going to be... Yes, Steve?
What size rod would you use this?
What?
What size rod?
Oh, I'll be right out. We're just wrapping up. Tell them I'll be there in 2 minutes. I got a question about a lure and a rod I got to go out and answer, so we're going to have to wrap up anyway. But this tournament goes overnight, starts Friday, September 4th. You can go on the website and get the information. That's what I'm looking at right now. There'll be a link to it right next to this program. And it goes through to the 5th. So it's a very cool tournament. You get to fish all night, reminiscent of another tournament I used to know. And so, very cool event. You guys did a great job running it. And literally, this is one of those you should join to have fun. I mean, maybe you're going to win, maybe you're going to lose, but it is a lot of fun. And the people that are in it, the Apex Roofing guys, the Luigi's folks, everybody, I mean, there's a lot of different groups involved in it, and I should be naming more, but just an amazing cast of characters all out just to have a great time. So join up, have a good time with it. There's payouts of up to $15,000, so there's a lot of money at stake, which is always a cool thing. But this is the one tournament that, you know, yes, there's almost $15,000 possible, but it's a tremendous amount of fun possible. Right. So anyway, boys and girls, this is Fish and Frank here in the chair. We got Robert and Melanie Markle and the Builder of the Year. The Builder of the Year.
It's going to stick.
It just has to.
Yeah, you know. I like it.
Before we go, what's your store?
Array of Cabinets, located in Murdoch Circle, 12, 1264 Marcus Circle.
Say the name again.
Array of Cabinets.
Array of Cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get Ray to go along with the cabinet thing?
Well, you know, he looked a little bored. I thought, you know, he needed something on his spade time.
I should do that to you. Array of Cabinets. And if you haven't met these folks, guys, you really want to. If you need cabinets, or you need your house redone or rebuilt, or you need a house built or whatever, get a hold of them. I've been friends with them for a long time. In my long life, it hasn't been that long, but in their young lives, it's been a while. So, anyway, Fish and Frank here, and thanks so much for listening, guys. Radio Fishing, and check out the Rock and Reel in the Tournament. We'll be back with more Radio Fishing later.